West Ham are the visitors this weekend. It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up with Beth Lindop, Liam McCowan and John Gibbons. We will, of course, have the opposition view a little bit later in the show. But Beth, I'm thinking this morning that this will be predominantly West Ham chat, but then Liverpool, in a really slick, smart, clever way, decided to confirm the news that Mohamed Salah is planning on staying around for at least another 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's felt inevitable, hasn't it, this week? It's felt, obviously, like a lot of the news coming out of Egypt and, you know, the last couple of days, it has very much felt like the direction of travel has been that Salah was going to sign this new contract. And to be honest, for several months, it sort of felt like ultimately a deal will be reached. But as time goes on, you know, you do start to worry a little bit. So to have that confirmation this morning, I'm not quite sure, you know, many people expected it to come through this morning. But yeah, it's a real boost. And I actually think, you know, it would have been nice, obviously, to have had it wrapped up earlier in the season. But equally, I think it comes at a really good time. It feels like it's given everyone a real boost and a real spring in the step. I was down at the press conference this morning, and even just to sort of around the training grounds, everyone just seemed to have a smile on their face. And I think, you know, that's the power of a player like Mo Salah committing his future to the club. Nice, of course, for Arne Slot to actually be able to talk about contracts for once, because he's, you know, week in, week out, he's been having to bat away these questions. So nice for him to actually have something to be able to comment on. And yeah, it's great news, isn't it? It really, really is. And, you know, there aren't enough words to sort of sum up how brilliant Mo Salah has been for Liverpool. And I think, you know, it's really nice that we know we've got him for another 2 years.
Ultimately, Leon, you want to be keeping your best players. And in the case of Mohamed Salah, he is one of the all-time greats for this football club. He has been one of the very, very best. And you can only really see it as good news that he has committed his future for the next 2 years.
It's unbelievable. I've walked across town before and everyone's smiling at each other. And it's mad how some fella agreeing to get paid 400 grand a week for kicking a bag of air in the net